The name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. I have a few things to show the children just at the very beginning. This is not a children's sermon, but if you want to come forward to get a closer look, Mom and Dad and others can bring you as well. Take a look. So when I arrive at church on Sunday morning, anybody can come up, and you don't even have to have children with you. You just want to come and get a closer look. When I arrive at church each Sunday morning, this is waiting for me. It's a basket of 5 loaves. Okay, you can hold these. You can hold these and pass them around. There are 5 of them. And they all look the same. And look at the top, and you can see that there is a stamp, cross, and it says, Jesus Christ, Conqueror. It says it in Greek, kind of. And there's 5 of these loaves waiting for me every Sunday. And I do something very special with them before we start liturgy on Sunday morning. I take the 5 loaves and I begin to prepare this very special dish. It's called the paten, right? And the first loaf number 1, I take, and I cut a big square out of it. See the really big one here in the middle? And this is what we will bless later to become the body of Christ. This is what you will receive in communion. So that's loaf number 1. So there's 5 loaves. Loaf number 2, I take a big triangle and I put it next to the body of Christ on this side. There's a triangle, and that is for Mary. It's for Jesus' mother. So that's what I do with the second loaf. Then I take the third loaf, and I cut out not 1, I cut out 9 triangles, and they're all to the side here. So Mary is on the right side of Christ, and these 9 triangles are on the left side. And these stand for all the saints, all the different kinds of saints in the church. And I have prayers and lots of names of saints that I say when I do that. But so that's 1, 2, 3. There's 5. That means there's 2 left. And the 2 that are left take a long time for me to use. And what I do is I take a small piece out of number 4 for everyone who is living, everyone who is alive. I pray for all of you by name, and there's a small piece of bread that has been placed on the paten for you, for everyone in the church, for all of my loved ones. Everybody here, well, many people here will send up a list of names, and I pray for those names, and I also put a piece of bread from loaf number 4 on to the paten. And then with the final loaf, I do the same thing. I pray for lots of names, but these are the names of all of those who are no longer with us, who have died, who have departed. And so there is a particle of bread for all of those that I pray for that are also going to be added to everything else on the chalice. And at the very end, after I use all of the 5 loaves, everything is combined, and it's all there together, so that when finally 10 o'clock rolls around and we start liturgy, everything is united together, and all of those pieces of bread are waiting for you and for me to come to church and pray. Okay, so this is, we oftentimes don't get a chance to see what it looks like underneath all the coverings, but those very important pieces of bread are there. The bread that represents and will become the body of Jesus. The piece of bread for Mary, his mother. Those 9 pieces of bread for all the saints of the church. And then all of those small pieces for those that are living that we pray for. And those that have departed, that have died, that we pray for as well. Okay? So later when we bring this out in procession and you guys lead us, remember that. Remember those pieces of bread that are there. Any questions before you sit down? No? Question.
Why do you put that bread every day?
Do I do it every day?
Yeah.
I do it every Sunday. I do. Because that's what the church asks me to do as the priest. I come here a little bit early. You think you come early. But Grandma, and you do. I come here a little bit earlier, and then I pray for them every Sunday. I do this every Sunday with the priest. And we have people that bake that bread for us. Most often it's Subdeacon Nicholas. He bakes all of these lambs, we call these lambs, for us. But if anybody else here would also like to learn how to bake prosfora for the Prosca Media, please let us know. We'll teach you how to make it too.
I will.
Good question. Any other questions? Okay, so you can go ahead, Ethan. You would like to learn how to? We have a volunteer. Good. We'll show you how to. It's not hard, and it is fun actually to make it. And you bring it to church as an offering.
Excuse me.
Yes.
Why do you make it in the same
I don't know. I guess it's just maybe a rule that helps things go more smoothly. If everybody else, people take their turns, I guess. That's a good question. So, boys and girls, you can go ahead and sit down now. But the sermon's not over, Eva. Sorry. So, with these five simple loaves, again, five loaves that I begin every Sunday with these five very simple loaves, the realm of the living and the realm of the departed, they are all united in Jesus Christ. Using five simple loaves on a Sunday morning, the kingdom is assembled, and now all of creation awaits our celebration here on a Sunday morning, our celebration of life over death. This morning in Matthew's gospel, we hear about another five loaves, the five loaves that Jesus uses to feed the 5,000. And between those five loaves and these five loaves, there's an important connection. Our liturgy is a celebration once again of the Lord's Last Supper. We know that. We learned that in church school. The Passover meal that he shares with his disciples in the upper room on Holy Thursday, before his crucifixion. Our liturgy is very closely connected to that. And that we call the Lord's Last Supper. But the miracle today, the feeding of the 5,000, we can think of this as the Lord's First Supper. This too, this miracle, is a Eucharistic meal. Jesus prays, he looks to heaven. The evangelist says that he blesses the bread and that he breaks it. And he delivers the bread so that the people might take and eat. It's a miracle, yes, but it is more than just a miracle. This, too, is a Eucharistic event that comes before, and it foreshadows the famous one, the famous Last Supper on Holy Thursday. Feeding the 5,000 is just a little hint of what is to come. And these two suppers, this First Supper and this Last Supper, you have to understand them together. The Last Supper tells us something important about this First Supper, and the First Supper tells us something very important about the Last Supper. Holy Communion is not just a spiritual event. It's not a private meal. It's not a private meal for the disciples. Yes, Jesus gives us his body and blood. And yes, we do this to remember his death and to proclaim his resurrection. But the First Supper is no less important than the Last Supper. Communion, the Eucharist, is directed outward to the whole world, to all of its needs. The Holy Spirit descends on us this morning not to provide us with a special private experience, but to provide the whole world with an experience of the kingdom which is to come. Christ this day, once again with five loaves, feeds the hungry crowds. Christ this day, once again, turns the simple meal of a single child into a feast for thousands. Christ this day takes a tiny amount, just these five loaves that children can just hold in their hands. And he blesses them and he breaks them. And he gives them to his apostles so that you and I and millions of Christians around the world this day can be fed. So that we can be relieved of our hunger for love and mercy and hope. This day Christ once again offers himself to us so that we might be filled. But the story does not end there. It doesn't end there. Brothers and sisters, now that we have been fed, it is time for us to bring all hunger to an end. The disciples this morning look around. They look around them and they see so much need. They see overwhelming need. Yet Jesus turns to those same disciples who feel weak and powerless in the face of so much hunger, and he says to them, "You give them something to eat." And what he says to them, Christ says to us, "You give them something to eat." There are millions around us who hunger in a thousand ways. There are those who are starving for food. They are poor and sick and often without hope. Basic human dignity and freedom always seems to be out of reach. Christ says to us, "You give them something to eat." There are those who hunger for freedom, freedom from fear, freedom from terror and exploitation. And Christ says to us, "You give them something to eat." There are those who hunger for hope. They just want to know that life is worth the trouble, that true friendship and human togetherness is a real possibility. They just want to know that it does get better. And Christ says to us, "You give them something to eat." And what we are called to give the world is the very gift which is given to us this morning. We are called to give the gift of Christ himself to others. Just as the Lord multiplies the 5 loaves and feeds us this morning, he now sends us out into the world so that we might bring the loving presence of Christ to everyone that we encounter. The Christ in us is the food that we now offer to the world. And we offer Christ to others when we offer ourselves to others. When we provide food to a hungry friend or to a stranger, it is Christ in us and through us who satisfies that hunger. When we visit someone who is sick and alone, someone who is abandoned, it is Christ who brings them new hope. When we dare to insist that human beings be treated with dignity and with respect, it is Christ in us who satisfies that hunger for freedom. When we sacrifice our own comfort and our own reputation so that others can be free from slavery and hatred, it is Christ in us who once again upsets the tables of those money changers. It is Christ in us who once again chooses the cross and who chooses once again to give himself up for the life of the world. From these 5 loaves this morning, the kingdom opens up and invites all who hunger. And if you do not hunger, you do not need Christ and his kingdom. If you do hunger, come and be filled. And once you are filled, delighting in the fatness of God's love and faithfulness, see the deep need around you and go and give the world something to eat. Amen.